Roll. Look, Mishnah. Namarasa. Avil Bailo. Affirm the rail. Look, Ran. I fill the dorm Shinodra. Boy the Pnuya. The Aris may for Bekaidman. We should fuse the Av. Knisabi Gemara. Loch is that a single girl, so only the father is made for her nedarim. A nesua, only the husband's made for the nedarim. And a loch is he's not made for bekaidmin, meaning a ned that she made when she was single and then she gets married. So that neder, the husband cannot be made for. Where it's this in-between stage, which is our Mishnah of Anar Marasa, where there both the father and the husband are mayfair b'shutfis. And that, the Ran says, the din is an aris could be mayfair b'kaidman, meaning a neder that she made when her father shows before she got married, before she had erisin. So even though that ned was not made when she was b'shus the aris, still the father and the aris together are made for that neder. Now, stam is interesting shayla. This is sort of like a hakdama, but see the whole parasha of hafara. I read the Gemara. And if I in Gimel and Beis, it's also Gemara Nida, that Mem Vav, this din of Rapinchas, that it says that Kona Deres, Al Das Baila Hina Deres. So the question is, what is that seems to be saying the whole Yisoid of the Hafaras, Habal, Vav, is Kilu, that is a Tanai. That she's mean when she makes the nether, it's betanai that a father, a husband, will be interested in her having the nether. But the Ran over there in Ein Gimel Beis says that doesn't mean he says the shaila and the rishonim. What happens if you nether al das somebody else? Does that work? So he says that this we say al das baili nederes doesn't mean that's the whole parasha of Afara. What that means is that the Torah gives the av and the baal the koyach to be mefer, provided that with the gedarim of Afara, it has to be a certain lashon. So it's not just. There's a parasha of Afara in the Torah. The nafkamina that's aldas baila is only by where the Gemara Nida says in that memvav, where that's talking about by a ketana who's a muflas samach lish, which the Ran is going to talk about in a second. But the loch is an 11-year-old that's yadas lamina deres. Then we say that Midaraisa, the ned is a neder. So then we say that if she's Kedushay Mion, that she's married to someone with Kedushin Rabbanon. So still we say the husband could be made for her. Why? The Aldas Bayil Hinaderes. So Mela, the requirement of a husband is kafi the husband that she's in deres al daitai. But avada, there's a parasha of far in the Torah. It's not stam b'tanai ba'alma, right? You need a certain lashon, etc. The meila, that's the side of a pinchas. That's the side of a fara. Avada is exeris kasa. It's a parasha of far in the Torah. So Melech Vidal Das Chavera, that doesn't necessarily work. Now the Ritva on Samach Zayin right over here says, and this is a machlekes between the Raj and the Ritva. What's it in? Is she nederes al das the arus, which was our Mishnah, right? And Amarasa, both the husband and the father are made for the neder. Is there a svara of al das al daitai? The Ritva says the din of nederes al das baila is only by nesua, not by nerusa. So Melo, he says this, that the Aris has a schus to be made for with the father, that's just, you know, an add-on. But the etzim din of Nederes al-Daita, you don't have. Mashenka the Rajba, the Rajba says that, the Rajba Nayin Gimel says that by Nerusa, then we say she should make for al-Das Shneim. Okay, let's see it around. V'nai d'nok l'fuke b'geris. She'en l'viyah r'shuzba. V'en l'meifin d'reo. If she's a b'ger, dafka naira hamarasa. But she's a b'geris, which is, she's raised 12 and a half. And she's out of the shuz of the father. So then, says the Ran, chagav n'oris nami, b'loy shutfus d'av l'motzi meifer. So Mela, then you can't have a farah, right? Mela can't have a farah. So that's the Ran's mashma. So Gravitas is written that Ayin says that if she's a Begeres or Yisayma, so then she's an Arusa, so then the Aris is made for by himself. The Ran's mashma that when the father's out of the picture, then the Aris is nothing. Because the Iker is the father. The Tayshrit says, no, if the father's out of the picture, then the Aris is everything. So I was thinking maybe it's totally in Mechlekes Rajba and the Ritva whether Al-Das Baila applies by Aris. If we say that it applies to Aris, then when there's no father, so then it's Aldas the Aris. But if you say that the Aris is just Iker is the father, and the Aris is just Torah added the Aris to the father, so then if there's no father, then maybe the Aris doesn't get it. Akparam Zokteran, Ahua Din Nami Bebas Yiral Shan Nishanadaran and Dokim, the Av Aris Mefim Nara. So when it says Naira, Naira is coming to exclude by Geres. Meaning Naira not older than Naira, but younger than Naira, our Mishnah applies, Ainu, she's Yud Aleph, Yom Echad, and she understands what the Dharma is all about, then the father and the Aris are made for together. Oh, I see. I'm using my son's Gemara, and I see on the bottom of the run it says Taisus Rid of Ayin and Bay is Chaylik. Lagabe by Begaris. Okay, so the mission again. So Naim Rosvim Baim and Pir Dereah Hafer Av Lehefer Abal Hefer Abal Lehefer Av Ainay Mufer. Ve'ein tzarech loymar shekiyem echad mehem. So if one of them wasn't mefer, then there's no afara. Kol shkein, if one of them did hakama. In other words, is it the parish of afara, or the parish of hakama? Afara, whoever's being mefer, has 24 hours, yoyim shamay. He's a child, whether it's May Slice or it's that day. Because of that day of when she made the net, I think we passed the 24 hours. that then the father or the husband has a right to mefer. After that, it's too late. And or if either of them did not come, they said they want the nether, and then that's it. You can't be made for anymore. Once they're mekayim, you can't be made for. So the mefarish over here says, "Hey for av b'yam shamay, v'hey for a bal." El shasak meis leis. Shasak meis leis. That's v'lehefer. Ohefer ba'lehefer ash. Dishkasa shal zeh. Mbatel es afrash shal zeh. Ve'en so chlai mehech lekim echel mehem. One second. So, what was the problem? What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, with Shasak Meis Leis,
when you say time, it means they specifically say like,
they say they want the nether. Kiyum is going to say they want the nether. Okay. I don't remember why I came to this Rashi, but there is a Shiloh. We have a Fara, we have a Shasak Meis Leis, and we have a Kama. The shayla is there a difference? Is shtika meis leis, is that any different than akama? Because like this, there's a shayla, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Aleph Chaf Gimel, the Ramah brings down from the Marik that. Question is, after hakama, or after a lack of hafara, can you be matir the nether with a chacham? So Mechaber says a baal that was makai in the nether, then still okay. There's no, you know, you can't, the husband can't be made for anymore. But let's just go to the rabbi, and he's matir the nether. It's like garfman and then a regular nether. The Ramah says that. There's a difference between if the husband was Makai in the nether, or he just wasn't made for the nether for 24 hours. If it was Makai in the nether, then he can't be made for it. Then he can't be mat the nether with a chacham anymore. If he just was he wasn't Makai in the nether, he was Makai in the nether, if he just wasn't made for 24 hours, then you could still be matir it al chacham. The Hainu, there's a difference between not being made for 24 hours and be Mekayim. Because not being made for 24 hours just takes away your schus to be made for. But it doesn't do anything to the nether. Normally you have a schus to be made for. After 24 hours you lose that schus. The melo, the nether is going to become Kohen by itself. The nether exists by itself. You're not doing anything to the nether. The melo, if you go to the rabbi, you can matter it. Hashenkin says to Ramah, if the husband or the baal, the husband or the father was Makai in the nether, so that gives a strength to the nether, which doesn't allow any more fatara. So there's another, at least according to Ramah, there's a very significant point. There's a difference between not being made for 24 hours and being Makai.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
It's not mashma that way in the Mefarish, right?
Why?
Because
he says the shtika is not just he gave up his ability to be mefer. The shtika, mm-hmm. Batalas Tafarasha Shalzeh. And Mekayim
does the same thing, he says. So, the shtika is not just he gives up his
afara,
the shtika is that it's
mitten. It's a mevatel, it's mevatel the other afara. Not just that you don't have his afara, not that you just don't have his afara, it's mevatel the other guy's afara. That's what you're saying? Not just that, you're just missing his afara.
Right.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Let's finish the run. Hey, for Avla, Avla, Gemara, Fire, Parach, Hain, Rei, Shein, Tzarech, Leimer, Kayim, Echel, Mem, Shein, Echel, Yochel, Hafer, Mar, Parach, Lom, Malay, Lemisni. Okay, look, Gemara. Hain, Rei, Shah, Avi, Abba, Mephin, Nerel. The Grash, Shein, Teran, the Mash, Medach, Kishneh, Mephirin. The Mishn, Rei, Shah, says, you need both of them. So why is it safe to have to speak out if the father was made for, or the husband was made for, then it's not hafara. The Reish told me, you need both. Mao the same, oy avia, oy baila, katani, kamashim lo. And it says in the mission, naam rasa, avia ubaleha, maybe it means either one. Mela, maybe it means either one. And therefore, I would think that in the Sefer, either one could do. Kamash from the Sefer, no, that you need both. Vein zur chloim shakim echem hem, lomel misti, hashti yishloimar hofer zeh, beloy zeh, beloy klum, kayim echem hem lomeli. If you already told me that if one of them was made for and the other one wasn't made for, so what's the chiddush that if one of them was Mekayim? What's the point, Bechlau? Says the Ran. The Kudu said, Achiyifu Shneim. The Iton Hochi Avamina, Loisagi, Baforas Baal, Adalei for Av. Abaforas Av, Luchudei, Sagi, Inam Yipcha. That what? If we just say you need both of them, I could have thought possibly that one alone, either the husband or the Baal by himself doesn't work. He needs the other one. But maybe the other one doesn't need him. Each one needs the other. But just saying that you need both, one could have interpreted that to mean that one of them by himself is not good enough, you also need the other one. The Rana asked the obvious question. Ashas is full of loizu avzu. So what's the big problem? As the Mishnah says, Vein tzarech loimer shekim echad mehem. Says the Ran, It's two different things. But over here it's the same plus. So it's not that it's a separate thing that you don't have Kavachimer. Here, every time if he was Mekayim it, then he also wasn't made for it. Yeah. And the Gemara. Says the Gemara that we're talking about the chiddush of Ein Tzarech Loimer Shekim Echad Mehem is talking about a case like this, where one of them was Mefer, and then the second one was Mekayim, and he was Shoyal on Akama. Lach is, he could be Shoyal on Akama. A father or a husband was Mekayim it, he could go to the rabbi and be Shoyal on Akama. So, Mao the same with Maiduki Ha'akre. They could be made for together. Kamashmon mefir shneim vasachas. Says the Ran. Chazim kaim nishal kamos kamin kamon deshalon haheken. Mal the same of my duka ha'akri b'afar the kaim l'chudei sagi. V'ido kvar hofer. So I would think that once he's shalon hakama, now he can be made for it, and he could team up with the afara of the other one. K'mashmon da'ad mefir shneim vasachas koymer. Shlo yafsig bein echol d'chaveroi dover shumakim afar goyin akama d'hai d'chim d'hi shayit l'abar afar hu afil ha'ach afar k'mayis d'ilch batlul. Once the second one is mekayim it, so now the first afara becomes batl. Now like Lashon Rashi, like that Adin was medayik. The Rashi says that it's mevatl afara. Takama, right? He's talking about the shtika. The takama of one is mevatel that far of the other. Memela. Once you're shayol on that takama, haray. But still, the first hafara became batel. First hafara became batel. So now, tzarchu mafir and achshu shnei masachas. So now we have to do mela. You have to. According to Ran, the Gemara is saying that the first one has to be made for over again. Because when the second one was Mekayimit, the first Hafara became Batal, and now you have to redo the first Hafara. Because the two Hafaras have to be together. But it's enough that to redo the Hafara. Because it became Batal. But the Rambam says, the Rambam holds that once there was a comma between the first hafara and the second hafara, so you can never be mitznarf anymore the two hafaras. In other words, the Rambam understands l'chayra that. The first hafara didn't become batal. So now that there was a hakama between, so that made it hefsik. So you know, you get rid of that hakama, but it was already built a wall between the husband and the father. Hamela, it's not shaykh atziruf between the two hafaras. And the din is that the two afaras have to be, the Gemara says, vasachas. However, says the Ran, doesn't be vasachas mamish, because even if you do one in the morning, one at night, it's also good, but as long as it's the same day. That's also machlokes that machlokes Ram and the Ramban. The question is, does let's say the husband and the father heard about the net on different days. So one heard about it on Monday, one heard about it on Tuesday. So do we say that each one has his own Yom Shammai? Or when they're being made for together, it has to be on the same day. On the same day, Mamish. That's the Mechlekes Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds they have to hear Mamish on the same day. The Ramban holds no, that it's enough that each one heard on his day. The Ran over is saying, right, the mashma has to be the same day. Aful mefer zeh shachris v'chaveri arve sagi kol shlips b'intayim dov v'shumak v'afar. It's mashma in the Ran, though, it has to be the same day.
I mean,
before,
it sounds like, he says
Yom Shama.
Top of
the
Talmud. He sounds like...
What?
Yom Shama, he says.
What does Yom Shama mean?
Try the day, any day that you hear it.
Who's Yom Shammai? Where are you? Where?
The first Mefarish on the Omen.
It's true it has to be Yom Shammai. The question is, I don't understand, but the question is, when the husband, does each one have their own Yom Shammai? That's the first, the Hefer Av Yom Shammai. Now what about the Baal? Does it have to be the same day? Or he has his own Yom Shammai? You don't see anything with the Mefarish. Let's just finish up the Gemara.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yom Shammai means day that he heard it, and he says that in the pasuk. If it really meant the day that
No one says it means the day that the neder was made. Of course it means the day when he heard it. Question is, if the father heard it on one day and the husband heard it the next day, that's the question. Does each one get their own Yom Shammai? Or it has to be the father and the husband have to hear about it on the same day?
Correct.
That's the question. Alright, since it's very late, I guess we'll stop now. Tov.